fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 29th day of July, 2006. It's hot, hot, hot in the lower Midwest. Temperature where I am outside is 93.6 degrees. And we're getting through this. Our power has been restored in most of the St. Louis area. As of yesterday afternoon, there were still 25,000 customers, or I should say 25,000 electric meters, not spinning around. Hopefully by today, most of those have been taken care of. It's been a tough 8 days, 9 days around Metro St. Louis. National Weather Service officially reported 7 tornadoes touching down in the period of Thursday, Friday last week. Unofficially, there may have been several more than that. Straight-line winds of hurricane strength, 75 to 90 miles an hour. That's what caused all the damage and destruction, along with those hurricanes that touched down briefly here and there. John from Wisconsin sent me a note ordering one of my monographs, No Need for Panic, and he was inquiring about something I've been aware of now since 1998. Back in 98, of course, there was a lot of Y2K preparation going on. I was part of that, as I know many of you were. While we were in the midst of that, it came to my attention through Colonel Jim Ammerman, U.S. Army chaplain, and others, public sources and private sources, that dozens, possibly hundreds of men and women connected to high levels of the U.S. intelligence community, both in the military and private and government agencies, had packed up their bags and left. We believe left the country. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after the first break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I get these announcements in because otherwise I'll totally forget to do them. First announcement has to do with a film titled Freedom to Fascism, and it's in Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, New York, and Chicago. It's done by Aaron Russo. There is a website, freedomtofascism.com, www.freedomtofascism.com. And the other announcement is on C-SPAN today, a show called American Perspectives at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, that's p.m. Alex Jones will be on there talking about 9-11. So it's the L.A. 9-11 Truth Symposium. So that should be interesting there. Another way to listen to RBN, in case you aren't aware of this, and on the weekends, of course, if you have a cell phone, you can most cell phone programs allow you to listen at no charge at 512-646-0396, 512-646-0396. Before the break, I was talking about these events back in 1998. When high-ranking men and women in the intelligence community, both lettered agencies and U.S. military intelligence, people connected with NORAD, North American Air Defense, out of Cheyenne Mountain, other places, other people, were just all of a sudden packed up and left. We think they left the country, but we're not sure, quite frankly. We don't know where they went or why they went. Now, at the time, the only immediate threat we were aware of was Y2K. Of course, it turned out to be a man-made problem that had a man-made solution. As world events unfold, I had my memory jogged by John in Milwaukee, letter he sent, to revisit this issue. As world events unfold, clearly World War III may very well be taking place right now. Clearly that could be the case. High-ranking Syrian government officials have said, in no uncertain terms, that if Israel, coming up through Lebanon, begins to approach Syria, not even cross the border, begins to approach the international border between Syria and Lebanon, they will activate their military and do what they need to do to defend their national interests. Keeping in mind that Syria is a first-tier Russian client state that has Russian jet fighters that actually fly as opposed to being buried in the sand like Saddam's. And, of course, Syria and Iran have military agreements, treaties to protect each other. If one is attacked, the other will come to their aid. Iran also is a first-tier Russian client state. And they've got more money than Syria does. So Iran has silkworm cruise missiles, state-of-the-art Russian jet fighters, state-of-the-art air defense systems, state-of-the-art communications, and on and on and on. You hear a lot about the nuclear program of Syria. Well, actually, it's a Russian nuclear program, quite frankly. Russian technology, Russian technicians, Russian equipment. These Russian jet fighters in Syria, you don't keep these kinds of weapon systems up and running without daily contact with the manufacturers in Russia to get the spare parts to you, to get the engineering expertise you need to keep a complex weapon system like that up and running. You simply don't do it. It's not done. Modern weapon systems are incredibly complex, you need access to the technicians from the factory that build these things. There's always upgrades to the avionics, upgrades to the communication systems, upgrades to the weapon systems. All these systems built into these high-performance jet aircraft are modular. So that as the upgrades are created, they can unplug and part of the avionics system and plug in the new avionics system and so forth. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, Syria and Iran are very close together, militarily and otherwise. Attacking Syria is like attacking Iran. Attacking Iran is like attacking Russia. Iran is more or less a proxy of Russia and China. Let's not leave China out of the picture. These silkworm cruise missiles, which more likely than not can defeat American, U.S. Navy countermeasures, if not by technology, then by simply overwhelming our countermeasures in terms of numbers. You can talk to any Navy man about what I'm talking about. The Navy countermeasures that protects a carrier battle group is state-of-the-art. There is no doubt whatsoever that the countermeasures that to stop and knock out cruise missiles is state-of-the-art on one hand. On the other, if you have enough cruise missiles being shot at a naval carrier task force all at the same time, you can overwhelm those countermeasures. Going back to the original topic here, the topic being these dozens of men and women who left, moved, we don't know where they went in 1998. Public sources clearly identified this as happening. My conversations with Colonel Ammerman at that time were very disturbing. Colonel Ammerman, of course, is an Army chaplain who's been connected to the U.S. Army at high levels for decades. Excellent sources. Great man, in my opinion. We may be close to the period of time. We may be very close to the period of time that these people had knowledge of in 1998. What would be so horrendous? What would be so horrible that these men and women would quit their careers, pack up their families, and go into what amounts to hiding, quite frankly? What would be that horrendous? World War III, where the United States became a battleground, certainly comes under that heading. Severe, massive earth changes, throwing this country back into, well, I'm not sure back into what, but back into a situation that would not be a fun place to be. That would certainly qualify. I can't say, quite frankly. These events are unfolding. They're unfolding very quickly. And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that we will be living in interesting times. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. I'm getting some interesting feedback. Change of topic here about Mike Brown's steam engines. Emails, letters, and so forth. I'll be doing my first remote broadcast next week from the seminar Mike Brown is going to be putting on. I hope to have Mike Brown as an advertiser. This is fun, doing this radio show every week, but it's also a business. Republic Broadcasting Network is a business. My radio show is a part-time job for me. Some of the response I'm getting is in this attorney I got a note from this morning down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He points out that he has associates that are well qualified to become dealers in setting up operating steam-powered engine situations for people. This is, we don't know how far and how fast these events are going to be going, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, we all have bills to pay. It's an excellent way to do it, by setting up people to have their own independent power with no fossil fuels whatsoever in the form of steam power. Give Michael Brown a call. This is a freebie, Michael, at 877-783-2644. 877-783-2644. Let Mike Brown know that you heard about his steam engines on the John Moore program, that you're interested in his products, you're interested in becoming a dealer. Well, becoming a dealer means buying a steam engine, setting it up, getting it running. He's not interested in people who can't do that, quite frankly, and I don't blame him. This is not some kind of multi-level marketing scheme, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real business for real people who have mechanical skills that would allow them to set up this kind of equipment. I'll give Mike Brown a call at that number, 877-783-2644. Be back after the break. Thank you. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZyme.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm, there will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For your eyes only can see me through the night. For your eyes only.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. I guess I need to do this every show. This is radio. We always have new listeners. You may wonder, of course you may not wonder, why we got bumper music related to spy movies and detectives and things like that. That's because I am a detective, and I have done this kind of work now. I'm in my 34th year of being a private investigator, homicide detective. I was just in a jury trial as second chair on a serious criminal felony this past week, Wednesday, Thursday, and we won. The family was overjoyed. We won. My website is thelibertyman.com. You can see my photograph, my bio. I've got some interesting things for sale there. Book that I wrote on personal safety and security. Several videotapes that I've produced, actually two I've produced with my own resources, and two are Prophecy Club videos from speaking tours I was on for Prophecy Club. Website is thelibertyman.com, and of course my article, which I have to print off 50 copies a week now because of sales of my article, monograph, No Need for Panic. If you want to know what's really going on with global warming, as opposed to the disinformation that covers both sides of the publicly discussed matter. You need my article. It's now 18 pages. It was 16. It's now got two new pages. I have an analysis of Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. And I connect the dots on this I-35 corridor, the NASCO corridor, the NAFTA corridor. It's called many different things. The new 10-lane interstate highway running from Texas to Canada, going straight through Kansas City with two rail lines, plus oil pipelines, gas pipelines, water pipelines, fiber optics. Isn't this special? So, you'll see all that there on my website, thelibertyman.com. We've got a caller, a bit off topic, but we'll talk about this a few moments. Bardo in Maryland. Bardo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you in Baltimore?
No, I'm on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Okay, but you're near where all this is happening regarding this boy with cancer?
Yes, have you heard about this, John?
I have, and, you know, Mike, well, let's bring people up to speed on what the issue is. First of all, how old is this child?
He is 16 years old.
Okay, so he's almost an adult, and what kind of cancer does he have?
He has Hodgkin's disease.
Okay. Which is a form of cancer.
Yes, it's of lymph glands, I understand.
Lymphatic cancer.
Yes.
Now how did the government get involved in his medical treatment? He's going along here. He got treatment and he got sick. Tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was he was taking chemotherapy, and so debilitated him, made him so ill.
Well, it's poison. Of course it's going to make you ill.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so what happened was he was so sick that his father even had to carry him out of the hospital at one point.
I bet.
And so after a while, he started exploring the use of alternatives. And what happened was I understand the family told the doctor that they were considering alternatives. They're going to do this because he had researched this. And matter of fact, he had hooked up with somebody in Mexico and was taking alternative therapy. And
right.
The doctor turned around and called social services. The social services came out and arrested the parents, charged them with...
Charged them with what?
Child neglect.
So they were, arrested here. Handcuffs, the whole deal?
Oh, I don't know about that. But then they took partial custody of the boy.
Now, how do you take partial custody of somebody?
I don't know. But anyhow,
okay.
But what happened was, John, he then went. He went to court, and the judge said that he had to resume chemotherapy on a certain
court date. Court ordered chemotherapy.
Yeah, and said that he had to report to the hospital on the 19th of July for chemotherapy.
What are you going to do? Tie this boy down and forcibly inject him with this stuff?
I don't know. Maybe it was heading this way. So anyhow, it broke in the news media down here, and he appealed it. And now what has happened is they are going to circuit court on the 16th of August. And I guess a trial, the Daily Times in Salisbury, Maryland, says cancer treatment fight will go to trial. Judge lifts order requiring teen to report to hospital. And
this is incredible. Go ahead.
Well, anyhow, it's been a tremendous thing of support for the boy.
Is there a place where people can send donations for the legal defense?
Yes. Let me give you
Give us that information.
Yes. It's the Abraham Cherix, CHRRIX, Legal Defense Fund, RBC, Centura Bank.
Hold on to the break here, Bardo. Hold on, please. We'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on the 29th day of July, 2006. Approaching 94 degrees here in the central, lower central Midwest. We've got Bardo in Maryland. We're talking about a young man who has had a judge order him to have poison injected into his body, of all things, chemotherapy. Bardo, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is that? Let's start fresh. The
legal defense fund?
Legal defense. Legal defense.
All right. It's Abraham Cherix Legal Defense Fund. It's RBC Centura Bank, 2422 Princess Anne Road, Virginia Beach, Virginia, zip code 23456. Now, there's a Sharon Smith, who's the coordinator.
Spell that, please.
Sharon Smith, coordinator.
Smith. Okay.
757-288-9889. Now, her address of Sharon Smith.
Well, that's enough. We get, we'll lose people giving out addresses. The phone number should be the best way to contact this woman.
Yeah, okay. And the Legal Defense Fund, if they want to go ahead and send contributions there, they can do that. And
this is wonderful that you're providing this service, Bardo, because I know that I've been in the legal business now for 34 years. Competent legal defense in a complex litigation like this is expensive.
Yes.
So
Let me say another thing, if I can, Mr. Moore.
Please go ahead. The
Daily Times in Salisbury, Maryland, has been giving excellent coverage of this. Do you want any contact there? If you want to contact them for follow up.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to do that. I'm going to appoint you, Bardo, to keep on track with this and give us a report every week or two if something changes. It sounds like there won't be much before the second week of August.
That is correct, as I understand it. But I understand there's been a tremendous groundswell of public opinion. From what I understand, it's a...
Do you know, Bardo, are these judges appointed or elected in that jurisdiction?
I don't know. This is Virginia. I live in Maryland. I live across the border. Now, there's another thing that can happen here, Mr. Moore. Of course, you know the duties of the sheriff.
Well, the sheriff of any county, in every county, and he's the highest law enforcement official, yes.
Exactly right. You know Jack McLam, of course.
I know Jack. Jack and I were house guests down there in Austin, Texas the same weekend.
Yeah, well, Jack is a personal friend of mine, too. I've been out to Idaho and talked to him, and I've been involved in law enforcement as a concerned citizen for years.
Okay.
And Jack McLam has put out an excellent thing called The Sheriff, Protector of Our Liberties. And
is that a book or a video?
No, it's his newsletter, the Police and Military Newsletter.
Oh, okay.
From Kamei, Idaho.
Right.
Do you have his address or anything?
I know how to get in touch with Derek. Yeah, he's on the show before me.
Yeah, I know, and I missed it today. I'm going to try to call in next week to his show. But anyhow, the sheriff, you know, possibly, I don't know, in the back of my mind, if this thing doesn't go, he might be able to step in and exercise his constitutional authorities to stop it if, you know, they start to really run rampant. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking out loud here, Bardo. The duty of the sheriff has a number of responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Their first and foremost duty is to protect the citizens of his community.
Absolutely.
That's to the best of his ability within the confines of state law and the U.S. Constitution.
That's right.
Having that sheriff on your side, philosophically and spiritually and legally, would be wonderful on one hand. On the other, the sheriff will enforce the will of the courts. Most of the time, for the sheriff to go against the will of the court would be highly extraordinary. This is an extraordinary situation, to say the least.
Yes, I can tell you this. I think I don't know whether he can do it or not. But anyhow, possibly, you know, if something happens and it's really ridiculous and you know, where the person's liberties are really being infringed upon, he might possibly be able to do this. I do not, I can't say for certain.
Yeah, I have some immediate concerns and questions about the authority of it's Maryland, right?
Yes.
Maryland state officials to impose preferred medical treatment.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I live in Maryland, but this is going on in Virginia, you see.
Oh, this is in Virginia, state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Well,
yeah.
Same deal. I have some very serious questions about the authority. Where did they get their authority to impose a certain type of medical treatment?
And
use the force of, the force of the law to impose that.
I don't know. Through social services. Social services has a lot of power, unfortunately.
Well, apparently they have. Yeah.
Well, this has happened not once but several times across the country. Believe me.
I'm aware of these cases. I've never really looked into them in great detail. I'm aware these cases have taken place. Typically, what you see is a Seventh-day Adventist or a Christian Scientist parents who are refusing treatment for a child.
of any kind.
Of any kind.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, that is wrong.
And that's a bit different. And that's quite frankly, I believe in the power of prayer on one hand, but I also understand that there's a place for different modalities that should be sought after.
Well, see, the issue here is freedom of choice. These people are not. These people are not neglecting this boy. This boy has. This is what he wants to do. They're supporting him, and the cancer. The cancer industry. It's an industry. It's a $200 billion.
It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And
let me give you a heads up here, Bardo, and this is for all the listeners out there. My friends, who many of them who had been diagnosed with cancer. They don't tell their medical doctors, and these are adults, they don't tell their medical doctors that they're seeking or getting alternative treatment. And I've seen this happen on several occasions where the alternative treatment makes the cancer go away. They don't tell the medical doctor what they were doing, and the medical doctor will make statements like, well, we must have misdiagnosed, or this is a miracle, or something like that, because they don't have a clue what's going on.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I know personally, Mr. Moore. I know of people that have absolutely been cured of cancer. Absolutely been cured of cancer.
Well, so do I. Yeah, and these alternative modalities do work.
Yes, they do. And the medical profession doesn't want to hear it.
These men and women, you know, God bless them. And I have several friends that are medical doctors. My wife's a chiropractor, but. Their professional training does not allow them to think, quote unquote, think outside the box.
Well, that's right. Well, that's because the pharmaceutical industries control a lot of the medical schools, and there's a tie-in with the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the Foolish Drug Administration. And
well, they get a hold of these young men and women. They're in their mid-20s, a typical medical student is between age 22 and 26. Very impressionable. They do get a hold of these very bright young men and women, and they convince them that any other modality is quackery.
They're
absolutely convinced of that. By the time they're in residency, they're absolutely convinced that any other modality that's not FDA approved is quackery.
That's right.
And they become self-regulating. These young men and women. In their brain is absolutely convinced that any other modality is quackery and to be avoided at all costs.
That is absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. And it's sad. And now you have some good doctors out here, but you all also have a money making racket. And some of them, and I give this young boy, I think he should have every accolade. This boy has stood up.
Legally he's a boy. On the other hand, we had Marines in the South Pacific that were 15 years old.
Oh, I know. I know they were.
through most of the past two millennium, 16-year-old young men had families. We have a culture that has converted what has been for several millennium young men into boys. But I agree with you, Barto. God bless him, and I hope he gets the legal assistance he needs to get the treatment that he requires.
Yeah, well, I do too, and I'm glad. You know, I have nothing but the highest respect for him. My prayers are for this boy, I just hope this is all over the country
it is. It's rampant. Yes, absolutely.
No, but what I'm saying, the Abraham Cherix. Case, as I understand, is all over the country now. Word's gotten out. I was on the radio the other night with Ingrid Cassell of Idaho Observer, and I was on her program about this, and we went into this thing also.
Barta, we appreciate your efforts. And you can report back to us when there's a new development, please?
Yeah, I will try to, yes.
Why don't you do that? Maybe a week or two. Moore, John Moore, every afternoon here, Saturday afternoon from East Coast time, 3 to 5.
Okay, I'll do it. And thank you for letting me be
appreciate
on the
it.
Air.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your help. Our ongoing theme on this show is primarily preparedness. if you listen to the RBN advertisers, you'll see a theme: preparedness in food, preparedness in clean water, preparedness in alternative energy. And I go to some trouble, quite frankly, to find sponsors and advertisers that will help you become better prepared. I work to have products on my website that will help you be better prepared. I do private consultations. It looks like I may have a seminar coming up in Nashville, Tennessee in September on earth changes, rising ocean levels, and preparedness. Date and time to be announced. Preparedness, preparedness, preparedness. Real preparedness, not armchair commando preparedness. It's interesting when you're working with men and women to see the breakdown between single men and women and people who are married and have children or grandparents with children. Almost, not always, but almost totally different mindsets. To the point where I kind of expect a single male with no children or a single female with no children to have quite a bit different perspective on preparedness, what's important and what isn't. People with children and grandchildren have a more balanced perspective, I would say, on for the most part. Women tend to be more balanced than men, for the most part, when it comes to allocation of resources. And that doesn't seem to make any difference whether it's women with children and grandchildren or single women. Women tend to be more balanced in their allocation of resources, that being time and money, when it comes to preparedness. And there's a lot of people out there, in fact, most people, who have very limited understandings of some very basic things, like electricity, for example. Now, you can't go within 100 miles of the Gateway Arch today and find any kind of small genset generator device, something that runs on gas, diesel, or propane. Can't be done. Anything that's 10,000 kW or smaller has been bought up within a 100-mile radius of St. Louis. Now, for a short period of time, your 5 kW, that's 5,000 watts, 5 kW gasoline-powered genset will get you by for a week. Your typical fuel consumption on something that size is going to be anywhere from 1/4 of a gallon to 1/3 of a gallon per hour. It doesn't take high mathematics or algebra to figure out that over a period of 24 hours how much fuel you're going to use, over a period of 7 days how much fuel you're going to use. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, long term is not a solution at all, especially at $3 plus a gallon. A gasoline-powered genset or propane or diesel is not a long-term solution. Not just for the cost of fuel. Gasoline is not only expensive, it's very dangerous. Gasoline is not only dangerous and expensive, it's difficult to store and have it be usable for any period of time. Diesel fuel is not quite so problematic. It's not explosive, at least. It is flammable. Propane has an indefinite storage life, but it's fairly expensive. Which brings us back to steam power. And building a system. One of my friends had a very nice system set up at his home with an automatic switching device. Power grid went down. His household was without electricity, maybe 2 microseconds. The automatic switch kicked in the backup batteries. Backup batteries ran the whole house. It turned out that where he was, it was just a matter of we didn't know what. I mean, these power grids are kind of, we don't know where they're going to go down or why. It turned out his backup generator did not have to kick on to recharge the batteries. I think his power was out a total of 10 hours. But that's the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen. An automatic switching device that kicks off, I should say, the power grid, and kicks on your emergency power in the form of a bank of batteries. These are the kind of batteries that go in forklifts, by the way. Very large, very expensive, with a lot of power. Backup bank of batteries going through an inverter that converts the DC power of the batteries into AC that your household runs on. To run your house for maybe 24 hours with normal usage, at which time, with a couple hours reserve, you always want to reserve, at which time your reserve auxiliary generator would kick on and recharge the batteries over a period of half an hour to an hour. One of the things I'm hearing from people who aren't used to it, and we got a break coming up. Stay tuned. Be right back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. The best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do things we've done.
And here we are with a sweet distraction for 2 hours. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 29th day of July, 2006. And we are talking about preparedness. My friend Roger Brown has been very gratified with becoming a new sponsor here on the John Moore Show, KMT-USA. Roger carries industrial grade lubricants, the AMSOIL line. Excellent product line. He also carries PulseTech products. I couldn't tell you. I'd have to stop and think about how many I've got around the ranch here. One, two, three. I guess three of them in operation that I can think of offhand, maybe four. PulseTech technology keeps lead-acid batteries from going bad, makes them last 2 to 3 times as long. They pay for themselves pretty quickly, plus help you make your batteries far more dependable along the way. Lead-acid batteries go bad because of the buildup of the sulfur on the plates. This happens in all lead-acid batteries, except those treated by PulseTech technology. It sends a charge into the battery that knocks that stuff off the plates. Keeps them hot, keeps them up to par, right where you want them. The new PulseTech devices also charge the batteries. You can get them either way. Ones that just maintain the batteries are ones that also charge the battery if that's one of your requirements. Talk to Roger Brown Monday through Friday during normal business hours at 800-303-5902, 800-303-5902. He also is looking for dealers to help him sell AMSOIL products. He might consider a dealership for PulseTech technology. I'm not positive. You have to talk to him about that. He has a website, of course, www.kmt-usa.com. My friend Rick Saletta up in Dillon, Montana. Now, for those of you who are new listeners, Rick is up there in Dillon with his family, trying to scrape by and make a living. His passion is firearms. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms visited his home about a month ago. It's been over a month now. And they seized his hard drive off his computer, seized his inventory of 80% complete receivers for AR-10s, AR-15s, 1911 Colts. Good news. His attorneys have told him to go back into production. I was hoping that was going to happen. It's part of the defense strategy, quite frankly, to be doing his completely legal activity, as he's been doing it for a number of years, and should be doing. Building receivers that are not complete requires no license from the United States government. Thank you very much. So why shouldn't he do it? No reason at all. In fact, that's he's doing what he should be doing. KTOrdinance.com, no I. Kilo Tango Ordnance, O-R-D-N-A-N-C-E, KTOrdinance.com, 406-834-3611, 406-834-3611. He also carries an excellent line of Lodge cast iron cookware. And we have another break. This is radio. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be back after the break.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.